Chapter 22. Dorian stops dead in the middle of walking down the stairs to the courtyard, Solas almost bumping into him, distracted by paging through the book they're arguing through, and chokes. "Please, Solas, tell me that I'm addled from being indoors too long. I'm not seeing what I think I'm seeing, am I?" There's a silence where he knows that the elf is looking up, and carefully thinking over his options.
"I think that we are both addled, Dorian," he says slowly, "depending on whether you think you are seeing what I am seeing."
Dorian, on his part, is hoping they're seeing completely different things, and that would mean that someone, Sarah, maybe Vivian if she was feeling in a particularly nasty mood, slipped something into their wine.
"I," Dorian begins, closing his eyes and covering them with a hand. He breathes, then opens his eyes again. "I am seeing our dear Inquisitor sitting on Grimm's shoulders, one eye covered with a plaid bandana and waving a training sword at Blackwall and Dalish."
"Then no," Solas says. "We are not addled, unfortunately." Dorian follows Solas down the steps towards the group.
"What?" Dorian calls out, as soon as they're in earshot. "Are you doing?"
"Practicing with an impaired depth perception," Llewellyn says.
And the thing about it is that she just sounds so serious and well-meaning about the whole thing that it almost makes sense. Except it doesn't. It will never make sense.
"While sitting on top of a man's shoulders?"
"Yes."
Dorian turns to Blackwall, because at least this man makes sense half the time. Except Blackwall just shrugs at him.
"Do you want to take over?"
he asks, holding out the shield, with a crudely drawn target, its lopsided and vaguely reminiscent of a squinting eye, towards Dorian. Dorian channels his inner seeker.
"Ugh!"
"Let me guess," Solas says, looking fond of his star pupil. His only pupil, really. "The Iron Bull suggested it." Llewellyn shakes her head.
"No, Krem did."
She points towards the shade of the tavern. Krem is leaning against a wall, nursing a bottle of wine. He flashes them a smirk, holding the bottle up in greeting. Dorian goes over to him immediately, because Krem always makes some sort of sense. He's perhaps the only person in this blasted castle who does. Southerners.
"Do you mind explaining this?"
Dorian says, waving towards the group of four, Blackwall retreating with grace, leaving Solas holding a shield and looking quite bemused by this turn of events. Does the man even know how to use a shield? Maker. It's not his problem. It isn't. If he decided to pick it up, he should at least have some knowledge of how to use the damn thing. He's spent a good portion of his life sleeping in battlefields. He's probably picked up some clue about how to use it by now. Krem smirks, passes Dorian the wine. He takes that as a sign, and he will be terribly ashamed of this later. It is such a good vintage. Gulps. Krem nods.
"Revenge."
"What?"
"Revenge,"
Krem repeats, looking particularly pleased with himself.
"Against the chief."
"You are using the Inquisitor for petty revenge against your boss?"
"He started it."
"Dorian is actually surrounded in children."
"I don't doubt it," he admits, holding out a hand for the bottle,
which Krem surrenders with grace, before heading into the tavern to get another. "The things you people make me deal with."
"Well, we can't always get what we want,"
Llewellyn declares, as they set up camp in the middle of the mire.
The fucking mire.
Bull is fairly certain that there is no one who likes this place,
The fucking undead are probably crawling out of the marshes to try and hitchhike a way out of here. Or get more people to join their misery.
An example, she continues, I want to not have to wear shoes everywhere I go. I want people to stop saying my heart screams. He doesn't!
He does. He really, really does.
And I'd like very much for people to stop making fun of me for picking medical herbs when we travel. Little things like that.
Blackwall snorts a laugh as she and Sarah continue glaring at each other.
The point is that we don't always get what we want, but we deal with it, Llewellyn says. So deal with it.
Sarah waves a hand at the mire.
How do we deal with this? Pretend you're anywhere but here. It's what I've been doing.
That's one damn strong imagination.
Also, you've walked off 4 bridges. 4!
Sarah says, holding up her hands and wiggling her fingers in the Inquisitor's face.
We had to fish you out every time. You've probably swallowed half the bog by now. How's that going for you, by the way?
I feel hydrated,
Llewellyn deadpans. Sarah makes a disgusted noise.
I am never, ever letting you drag me out here again, Sarah says, jabbing her finger into Llewellyn's chest. No matter what promises you make, and you owe me so much for this. Bogs, undead, weird mountain people who look as mangy as Blackwall.
Hey,
Blackwall isn't mangy. He's had a rough life.
He wasn't sure at first. Thought maybe he was reading into things. Seeing something there. Which would have been awkward because she's, what, half his age? Around half. And tiny. Really tiny. And wide-eyed and soft and generally young all around. Not really his thing. But he's pretty sure that it's just a thing with her. It's not her coming on to him or whatever. Elves just don't have personal space. Sarah has it, but she likes to make people uncomfortable, push buttons. Solas has it, but he generally has a bubble pretty wide that demands the space. And he says he wasn't Dalish. Llewellyn doesn't have a bubble. You could be sitting on her and her only protest would be, you're too heavy. Bull knows this, because Sarah did sit on her, and Llewellyn tried to make room but fell down instead, taking 2 chairs, Solas, Dorian, and Sarah down with her. Dalish has one, but it's pretty small. Probably because she spent so much time with humans. Bull almost mourns. They've ruined her. But Llewellyn doesn't have this bubble. She'll stand far away, or she'll stand close. Real close. Sometimes so close that he's practically looking down his nose to see her wide eyes and curious, hungry face. She doesn't even realize it makes people uncomfortable. Probably. Just trails after them and stops right in their face, or right against their backs and sides like a little duck. That's imprinted. Bull snorts at the image, because it works. But she's also supposed to be their leader. Leading from the back? Whatever. He watches as she flitters around the soldiers, slipping into the commander's shadow. It speaks volumes about him that he hears her coming, lets her slip behind him, and waits for her to speak first. Some people wouldn't see her coming. Most don't wait for her to start conversation. Almost all of them don't let her linger in their blind spots. The commander is a good soldier. And good people. She finishes looking around, looking at whatever's caught her interest, before slipping around to the commander's front. Bull can't see the guy's face from here, but he's willing to bet it's polite and encouraging. Like he said, good people. He looks away, because he knows what happens next. There's a process to the thing. Llewellyn wanders around Haven's grounds, doing odd things, following random people like a little shadow, then goes to find someone she thinks has authority on a subject, and picks their brain at rapid fire, then disappears to start the process over. So far, Bull's been asked about, aside from the obvious things, Kunari, the Chargers, the Kune, axes, mountains, beaches, seashells, bread, leather, rabbits, and shirts. He's overheard her talking to the Seeker about the Chantry, Lyrium, Navara, bears, human cosmetics, straw, dragons. Dunno why she's asking her about dragons. But it perked his interest and got him and the Seeker opening a rapport. And pomegranates. So far, the most hilarious one he's heard was her asking the commander about his vows. Never in his life has he seen a man, a full-grown man in armor, who stands a good half a foot taller than the little elf, backpedal so hard. It was hilarious. Just for that, he told Dalish to invite her for stories and talk at the tavern. He wasn't sure how well she'd react to him inviting her at the time.